So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
All right, folks, first off, before we get into this, happy Thanksgiving week. So we just filmed the episode. Awesome episode coming your way. Really, really heats up. Before anything, you guys did it for us last week. It was fucking awesome. We felt that we were going nuts in our group chat. Please make sure you comment, subscribe, and like the trifecta, the hat trick. Please, it goes a long way. We feel like we're the most underrated podcast in the game. Yes, we are begging. We are not above begging. That's what we're doing. Like, comment, subscribe. Let's get into a really good episode of the Berlin Dome Show.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Berlin Dome Show. We are back at it for more. The D-Man has arrived. Mikey has arrived. Fellas, good to see you here today. How's everybody doing? Wow, big glare coming in from PD. The sun's shining in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, sun's always shining on PDD, Bob.
That's right. He got upset with us, but the view, we couldn't not laugh at that view a couple weeks ago, Joe. The skyscraper view. Oh, like, yeah. We couldn't not laugh at that. Like,
those blinds aren't closing anytime soon, Joe.
Yeah. No, they're not. I'm trying to get them down for the glare. I mean, listen, now that I got an office, I got a film in here, but I guess it's morning and it's like it's just the right time. The sun's just coming out.
Is that microphone behind you just for like an aesthetic purpose? Are you going to use that? You should use that mic, Joseph.
Yeah, people, I got it, but I haven't hooked it up. It's actually was Nicole's.
You should use that. That's a good mic.
Yeah, I have that one and I have this one, and yet I don't have any setup.
Oh, that's a nice piece too. That's a nice piece too, man.
I don't have any setup.
That's a nice piece
too. It was
the
morning pod, so I'm a little bit, you know, I was doing my fatherly duty of watching Luca while Nicole went to the gym today. So I didn't have time to set up, but I'm getting stuff ready to go. People are like, you got to work on your setup and stuff. So I'm trying to do that. Now, what I really want to do is I want to set up like this back wall here with like, you know, like when you see like Adam Schefter, these guys, when they do this stuff, they have like the back with like the bookcase with like the jerseys and the helmets. Like I have like the Josh Allen, like caddy vest, like all this stuff.
Thing about putting a bookcase behind you is when I see people with bookcases behind them and they're loaded up with all these books, you better have read all the books on that bookshelf. But that's what gets me. That's why you're not going to see, like, I would never have just like stacks of bookshelves behind me.
I got one book on my desk.
Yeah.
And it's the story of the Jews. I don't even know what it's doing here. This is a Yaman book. It came with the house. Look at this guy.
Now,
look at this. I was going to give it to Yaman. It just came with the house.
That was a book that you did not read. Like,
no,
that.
It came with the house. I mean, it was you know, I feel like I got to hold on to it just out of respect.
Now, what are you going to do in that office, though, Dave? Like, you take calls in that office?
Well, I got the TV set up. So, like, in the future, like, maybe even some streams in here.
What about the double monitor that I got you then? Then you could use the double monitor.
I was innovative. I split it up. So I got TVs in every room now.
Yeah.
I got guest room TVs. I got a TV in my office. I got a TV. I got TVs in every room. I got TVs coming out of my ears.
I try and get guys gifts that I think are good gifts. Like, Joe, I had set up a
double screen so he could do the Twitch. He removed it within a week. I got
I had the
FP.
nursery set up, Bob. I had
Fair.
to put a nursery.
Fair. I got FP the sauna, and he was almost disappointed that it took up space in his garage. He came home to a sauna in his garage.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I have used the TVs. Like, they've been used, like, consistently.
Well, I tell you what, you bought me that neck massager, and this week was a really brutal, like, I tweaked something in my neck early in the week, and I couldn't even, like, for me to turn my head, I had to move. You know, you're getting old when you got to turn around and you got to go with your whole body to turn around. Couldn't move my neck. That massager was on me for at least an hour yesterday.
Wow, there you go.
Bro, it was brutal, man, brutal.
Bob's bought me a Roomba. Remember the Roomba?
Yeah, that was early days. Yeah.
That was a good gift, though.
I'll tell you, man, I'm coming in hot with my gifts this year. I'm coming in hot. Everybody's getting a nice.
Wow, Michael.
Yeah. Why are you saying, what about you?
I'm saying good for us.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's you know, Bob's a good gift giver. He's a traditionally good gift giver.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot this year. You got to prepare early, too. You got to be ready to go.
It is the week of Thanksgiving, boys. We have to say what we are, because this is Tuesday, so Thanksgiving is in 2 days. We're recording early Sunday morning. I got a double cup of coffee here. I doubled up. Two Nespresso pods for this morning.
Good for you, Mike.
Yeah, what do you
get the juices firing?
Do you want to start, Michael? What are you thankful for?
Oh, man.
Not those picks this week. That's for sure.
No. Certainly not.
I'm getting beat, dude. There are so many people riding with Mikey. So when he's on a cooler, everybody's like Lambert.
Everybody hurts. Yeah, everybody hurts.
I saw Lambert yesterday. He had shut down his account. I was like, "What happened?" He's like, "I've been riding Mikey picks." I was like, "Are you on every one?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm on every one." I was like, "Damn."
Yeah.
He's going through it. So I do want to talk about what you're thankful for. We will get into the picks because Mikey made an announcement where he's shutting it down until Christmas. I mean, until Thanksgiving.
So two more days.
Not even get into that right now, Mikey. What are you thankful for?
I have too much to say what I'm thankful for. Wow. If we're going to get serious, I'm thankful for two healthy children. I'm thankful for the roof over my head. I'm thankful for being employed still. I'm thankful.
Brilliant Dumb Show LLC.
I'm certainly am thankful for meeting Bob and for all this that unfolded. I mean, this was never anticipated. I never anticipated in my life doing anything like this. And it has sprouted so many other opportunities for me to do other things that I really truly actually love to do rather than doing something that I have to do.
Yeah,
which I think
rivalries with Mark Ingram now. I mean, that's crazy.
That is.
It is actually unbelievable that it's a Heisman winner and you're just chopping it up with
it. It is. Like, as much as you guys make fun of it and as much as you guys are scumbags about it, because you guys are scumbags about it. You guys make no, let's not mince words. If we're going to take a time out from being thankful, let's talk about how big of a scumbag you guys are sometimes about that.
With the podcast
comments and your little digs and things like that. That's fine. Everybody sees right through it. I saw the comments this week. People, by the way, are upset with you guys. People think maybe you're going a little too far. That's okay.
That's from a place of love.
I don't think so. But people are saying.
You take it well.
Anyway, I will say though, in all seriousness, meeting Bob, having done the stuff that I was doing before I met Bob, and then when I met Bob, everything kind of just picked up a lot more steam when I started doing stuff with Joe and all the stuff that we're doing now. And it has led to like opportunities where like it is amazing when like your family reaches out to you and they're like, how the fuck are you? How are you interviewing? How are you doing a show with Mark Ingram? How are you talking with this athlete and talking with this guy? And you're at this thing and that thing. So I'm thankful for every opportunity. But again, first and foremost is just the health of my two kids, my wife and my home. My home is everything to me and my friends and family. So That's what I'm thankful for. I think that's the standard answer. I know that's chalk, Bob, but I feel like that's
very genuine. You're a grateful guy, Mikey. We bust your balls about like certain things, but we all bust each other's balls. But like you are a great dad, and people are like, oh, Joe takes shots at Mikey, and then he says he's a great dad. I told you last week, one of the things that I really have always looked up to you at is how much you care and spend time with your kids. It's very inspiring. And as a newfound father, one, I will say like just to like to watch him grow, and he's only not even 5 months old.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable. And then like the thought of him like one day we're playing golf and like all that stuff, it's just it there's nothing that compares to it. So like I really think when someone says like you're a good dad, like that to me is probably as good of a compliment as you can get, because it shows that you're just like you're a sincere, genuine person. You have your priorities in check. But yeah, I mean, this whole thing, you know, to what Mikey said, like not to get sentimental, we'll get back to digging each other soon, but it is unbelievable, like where we're at. Like the fact that we're doing the things that we're doing stuff with the NHL, we're doing stuff with the NFL, we're going to Major League Baseball pro-ams, Bob's the face of Arby's. Like to see where it's come from, I mean, it's pretty fucking insane.
I mean, I'd argue that you guys are, I mean, I don't want to say it, but. I mean, I'd argue you guys are Bob. I mean, Bob is at the forefront, obviously, because, you know, it's Bob Does Sports and it's what he created. It's his baby. But yeah, I mean, like, could we argue that it's a wild statement, but from an outside perspective, are you guys now like the face of you're not the face of golf, but like really outside of looking at golf as a professional sport, like outside of looking at it as PGA Tour events, when you think about golf in the social sense, like in the sense of how people get their media nowadays, like it's pretty evident what it's becoming. Like it's a truce. I don't think it's a far-fetched statement, which is fucking wild to say. And I'm not trying to pump tires. I'm not trying to fucking, what's the word the kids glaze anybody.
Yeah. Glaze.
If you look at it from an outsider perspective and you see where it comes from, just from the social aspect of it, where people get media and information outside of the television broadcast, that's a fact. Like it's becoming you guys with the Internet Invitational, obviously,
yeah, that really
the cherry on top. But now, like I saw the shit Dave saying about Kai Trump and what's her name from WNBA, Caitlin Clark. Like it's not.
They said LeBron might play.
It's not far fetched to say that you guys really are becoming like the face of non. Television broadcast PGA golf, like anything to do with golf outside of that. And I mean, to be sitting here 5 years after where we were 5 years ago, when all we were doing was dicking around on a Patreon happy hour, and to be able to do that and to be able to go on these trips and to be able to meet these people and do all these things. Like, I don't think people don't realize, like we can't go every day and say how thankful we are for it, but it's in the back of everyone's mind, I'm sure, every day, of how absolutely absurd the whole situation is and how grateful we are for every single person that has stuck by us and followed us from the beginning, quite frankly, because there was people following us when we weren't even doing things that were that massively involved and entertaining. We were just talking and shooting the shit.
I think it's really cool to see like the OGs too, like when That's we were at cool. the Breezy, the Huckabuzz of the world, the
Mars Lewis,
yeah, the guys who were there from the OG days too, is
Frankie
really
DeLuca, cool. these DeLuca. Guys, yeah,
yeah, they're I mean, still there, so many. Mikey, still riding. Yeah, now something took place with a guy named Jake Torres, who was a big supporter.
Is that the tattoo guy?
The tattoo dude.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember him.
He fell off the train tracks. I don't know what happened to him.
That. Oh, I thought you were being serious. Yeah, no, he did just, I asked Miles, and whatever happened to Jake Torres?
Miles, another huge OJ.
He got a tattoo of all of us, which was, even at the time, I'm like, what is he doing? Like a big, it's almost like a, what did I say?
Mount Rushmore, almost.
Mount Rushmore type of thing with Matty Rigatoni's on.
Minus
there.
Al Gore.
Minus Al Gore. But he got it, and then he told Miles that he felt conflicted between us and Barstool and felt that he needed to pick one or the other.
Wild.
And so he decided to cover up the tattoo. Now, why he felt that, I don't know, because you could watch Barstool and you can watch us. It's not like we're really competitors. Maybe the same
we're
audience.
Actually partners now.
Yeah, so he could get the tattoo back.
Well, I was going to say, after the Internet Invitational, he probably felt very bad because now he's like, well, now these guys are working together. I could have just made another tattoo.
I know.
I could have done a Barstool Mount Rushmore.
Put Dave and Big Cat in them even
right,
next
right,
to us.
Right, right, right.
It was
right.
funny watching Dave make that announcement. Me and Joe were talking about it because the first Internet Invitational, we didn't really make money on it. Yeah, we had brands, but Dave wanted to put everything into it. So, like, yeah, we had brands, but at the end of the day, you know, you have YouTube ad money, which obviously that was big, but we didn't make a ton of money on it because he wanted to put everything back in. So we were okay with that for the first one. It's like, all right, not a problem at all. And then Dave was like, I want to make this $10 million for the next one.
Wild,
And
wild. I
we're just
saw that.
watching and we're just like, oh
Hey,
man, Dave.
Joe, go hit the range, buddy. Go hit the range and be nice to
Yeah.
bring home that piece. That's a nice piece to bring
But
home.
you just got to let
Oh no,
Dave.
is D-Man frozen?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, look at that. That's terrible, but look at that
His
shot, my friend. That is an unbelievable shoot. Oh, Frosty the D-Man.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, so the D-Man has froze.
No.
But the last thing I was saying with Dave is you just got to let Dave, do his thing. He knows what he's doing. He's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
So you just got to let him eat. But yeah, he's like $10 million. I'm like, oh man. But after Brand see what happened with this first one.
Oh yeah. I don't have any doubt. I mean, if you're a major brand or company and that's like the demographic wheelhouse of who you market to, I mean, you'd have to, I don't want to say you'd have to be stupid because that's a little much. I think you'd have to be very short-sighted not to want to be involved in it. I
I
mean,
know.
it's crazy.
Duncan got their money's worth like
Oh
it.
my God, bro. Did they ever? Every episode they got a pop
I
from all
know.
your guys' personals on top of the graphics and
Dude,
everything.
one of the guys, Gaz from Barstool, read the numbers of how many, not just like over 25 million YouTube combined views, but then social views was over like 300 million, like something absolutely fucking insane. So yeah, excited to see what happens. Mike, with the D-Man gone, something that I want to tell you that he does.
Yeah, go ahead. This
And
could be our little trust tree, and we could have that. Yeah,
yeah.
go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's vet. I asked him yesterday because I was in the car with him
By
again
the way,
today.
love Joe.
Love the D-Man.
Right.
You know what he does? And it drives me fucking nuts. Any conversation, I'm in the car with Joe all the time, going to different places, all the time I'm in the car with him. No matter who's on the phone, whether it's Nicole, whether it's his friend's dad, brother, anything, they are on speaker the entire time. He'll have you on speakerphone.
Oh, right.
So you hear his entire conversation. And me, when I talk to him, I keep in mind that I'm on speakerphone with him.
You
And
have to.
anybody he's with, he was with Cornelius Closets, and I was talking some business stuff that I do not want out there.
Right.
I'm on the phone with them and I'm ranting about something. He pulls up and Cornelius is there, and I know I was on speaker with Cornelius. Anybody he talks to is on speakerphone the entire time, and also people that are with him, you don't want to hear the whole conversation.
There's a time and place where the speakerphone, I feel like, is acceptable. I feel like the time and place for the speakerphone is if I get a call when I'm in transit, like moving from the car to the house or something, and I have my hands full with stuff, and I know I can't put the phone up to my ear, and that's the only time I really think about when I use speaker. When I'll put it on speaker, because I could hold the phone and hold whatever it is I'm bringing into the house, and I could be like, and usually I'll just answer it and be like, I'll call you right back,
Yeah.
rather than trying to have the conversation on speaker, because I feel
Yes.
like you miss so much. But there are people who legitimately carry every phone call conversation over speakerphone.
It's crazy. The ones that really bother me is when you're on a plane and a
Oh,
guy's having
that's
a full.
oh.
It's just like, I know you got business to do. It's so inconsiderate, those
On the
people.
plane is even more insane though, because you figure what's the percentage of people that go onto a plane with a Bluetooth device? It's got to be in the high 90 percentile,
Yeah.
no? Because you're going to listen to your music, you're going to stream your movie, whatever you're going to do, you're going to plug into the in-flight entertainment. So 90, I would say 95% of people that go on airplanes these days have some type of Bluetooth device. And the fact that you have that and you're not using it for what it's for is even crazier because you have
Insane.
it. Because you
And the
have it.
ones, like, I understand if you hear them behind you, and they're like, if I pick up the phone on the plane, I'm gonna be like, hey, Mikey, like, I'm on a plane right now, I'm gonna
Right,
call you
right.
back. There's guys who will run a full meeting
Yeah.
as if They're not on a plane.
I got Bob. I went to this one. I went to one of these 7-year-old birthday parties. I got another one today, but this one today, it's for Mike Coogs' son. God
and
bless.
One That's and fine. One yesterday.
I had one last Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Last Sunday. But this one, how about this one? Even more unbelievable. On a Sunday in the middle of football, 1 p.m. start time.
Crazy.
1 p.m. start time. So I'm on the phone there. It's at like this jungle gym fucking maniac place where there's just 1,000 kids running all over the place. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's chaos. I had the phone, I'm watching. There was a lady there who was sitting in one of these big, like, now for the parents, they have like this row of those massage chairs. Like if you want to sit in those, like, you know, those chairs in the mall you sit in and they give you the massage. First of all, I wouldn't sit in them because I'm skeeved out by it. I feel like too many people are sitting on it. God knows they're sitting on it, farting in it, you know, whatever. This lady is sitting there, Bob. She's got her laptop. And it's plugged in. She found an outlet in the wall, has the laptop plugged in, a huge thing of Stanley coffee, and she's working on, she's got her phone up to her ear, she's working on a PowerPoint. She's got a full PowerPoint presentation that she's working on for work. Now, you know you're not watching your kid, you're doing your PowerPoint, so the kid's probably, God knows where the kid is running around, but it's just like, I get it. I guess if you're in a pinch and you're working from home on a Sunday, you got no other choice, but my God, like, I don't know, man. Just we are so plugged into technology, no pun intended, that it's crazy. It's just crazy, man. There's no breaks at all.
Let me ask you something, Mikey, with if somebody comes up, like if somebody's kid comes up to G Baby, okay?
Yeah.
And like hits her or is really rough with her.
Oh yeah, I have a problem with that.
So do you take it up with the parent? Like you don't go to the kid and say something to the kid, right?
No, never. I mean, in sports especially, it hasn't happened with Gabriella at all, but it's happened with Dominic several times, like because he plays sports. So it's like in soccer, for example, or t-ball, like if a kid starts getting really rough, like in soccer, I feel like it's more because they're really like running at each other to try to get the ball. Yeah, I wait to see first and foremost if the other parent's going to say something to the kid.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, the other parent will be like, whoa, buddy, take it easy, stop, you know, whatever. And if not, like, I'll usually, like, I can't remember many times, but I think, like, once or twice I gave, like, a, oh, like, a, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to call the kid out. Like, I'm not going to, you know, you little, but I will give, oh, you know what I mean? I've done that a couple of times because. You know what, Bob? It's unbelievable to me. I think I told this story. He had a one of his soccer games, and he made a tackle on a kid. Actually, pretty good play he made. And the fucking dad from the stands yells, "That's a red card!" He yells.
Oh yeah, he said
they don't
that.
They don't give cards for 7-year-olds. They don't do yellow or red cards.
Did
they
say something?
They don't do offsides. I turned around and just stared at him, Bob.
That's scary.
Yeah, like come on, man. Like,
and did he see you?
I don't know if he saw me or not, Bob. So I don't like to get in any arguments, you know?
But that's going to be a problem with the D-man. That's going to be a big... No, D, you are going to really piss some people off on the field.
Why do you say that? What am
There's
I gonna
not
do?
A doubt in my mind. There is going to be some screaming. There's going to be 100... You know, when ZZ grows up, too, and is in, like, Dom's age, and it starts getting a little intense.
Yeah, it gets a little choppy once they get... Once they pass kindergarten and they go into first grade, like, it starts getting more competitive, and it's like... Competitive in the sense like the parents start caring a little bit more, and that's when it gets a little crazy.
Well, Joe, I think you should give me, I'm not going to ask for like football, all that. Let me get the little league team. Just give it to me.
Well, I don't know what he wants to play. Like, I'm going to see what he wants to play. Like,
are you going to try to get him in hockey, Joe?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
That's amazing.
First and foremost, it's the most expensive sport by far.
Well, you guys, we're not worried about your pockets, Joe. You can afford hockey. I think if you're wearing fucking, little Luca could get some time on the ice. I don't think we're going to. I mean, come on.
That is crazy.
I will say this, though. I've heard nightmare stories about the time commitments for hockey parents.
Yeah.
Because you got to go. You got to practice at like 5 a.m.
Oh, D-Man. No, D-Man was in it. D-Man was in the trenches.
I was an athlete.
Well, that's not what.
I saw you
back in the day.
I saw you in those football pads hitting the fucking.
See that swim move there, Mikey?
I saw it.
Bob's got a double angle on it that he's going to compile, I'm sure, where you can see.
It's really good.
I hit that hole hard. Now, I will say, if Luca wanted to play hockey, I would let him play hockey.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say no. But I being in Florida, too, it's not exactly like the place to like grow up playing hockey, right? It's not exactly.
Bob, let me tell you something, Bob. If little Luca, if they're watching hockey at home and little Luca looks at Joe with those eyes and says, "Dad, you know, I really want to play hockey." Joe would be in the DMs with somebody from the Panthers within five seconds. That kid would be skating on the ice at the Panthers home 100%. Arena.
Good connection with the Panthers. Yeah, they're
I would just let me run the little league team. Like, let me just give it to me for the little league team.
And what do you mean, like, the coach? Content, man.
I want to be the head coach of the little league team, 100%.
Would you imagine? The reverse of the Jackals.
Yeah,
I just got my MVP trophy from fantasy camp. I mean,
won MVP, Bob?
I won MVP.
Can we see the trophy?
It's down there. I can go get it.
Yeah, you got to get it.
Oh, that is. How could they give the MVP to the guy who's 40 years younger than everybody?
And by the way, he wasn't there.
Well, yeah,
they announced him as MVP. Oh, he wasn't there. No, he left early.
You weren't there for the award ceremony?
I got a call from Shane Spencer, and he told me, he goes, "You won MVP." I got it downstairs. I'll send a picture, a video that they can insert it in.
Yeah, well, Bob, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead. Good. I'll rip this, and I'll let everyone know that today's Brilliantly Dumb show episode is brought to you by our good friends over at Quince. That's right, Joseph D. Very familiar with Quince. Cold mornings, holiday plans. This is when I just want my wardrobe to be simple. Stuff that looks sharp, feels good, and things I'll actually wear. For me, that's Quince. And the bonus, Quince pieces, nice piece, make great gifts too. Joe, this season's lineup is simple but smart and easy with Quince. $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That feel like an everyday luxury, and wool coats that are equal parts stylish and durable. Their denim nails the fit and everyday comfort at all of a fraction of what you'd expect to pay. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of other high-end brands, so you can give luxury quality pieces without the luxury price tag. Now, Joseph, I wanted to show you these shoes that I picked up. These are the Italian leather monk strap Oxford. Look at those. Look at now that's a you put on a suit around the holidays for one of your holiday dinner parties.
Those toes.
By the way, these shoes, I want you to remember this, under $150. Okay, those dress shoes. Under $150, and that's before I give you the really good news, which of course is give and get timeless holiday staples that last this season with Quince. Go to quince.com/dumb for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too, Joseph, for your people out there. That's quince.com/dumb, free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dumb. So you don't even have to hit a certain price point. We get you that free shipping, and do it now so you get it in time for the holidays. But yeah, Bob winning the MVP of a fantasy camp where the average age of a player, I would guess, was probably 67.
I think it's closer to 70.
So we're over that 65 year. That is truly, now, if you or I did that, Could you imagine the ball busting that would get? I mean, it would be relentless. It would be absolutely. Now, he roasted himself pretty good, I want to say. I think he did. He did go after himself pretty well. But even still, I mean, that's got to be some trophy. Maybe it's.
He doesn't have it.
No, he has it there.
Oh, my. I was expecting something huge.
You know what that reminds me of? Maybe Joe remember. Joe, do you remember the first Home Alone?
Yes.
Macaulay Culkin. Remember when he steals all the little athletes from Buzz's room and shoots them with the BB gun?
He puts them on the laundry
room. That's exactly what that looks like. The exact scale. The exact scale. Now, I would think.
I mean, that's the smallest trophy I've ever seen, Bob.
What does it say on it, Bob? Does it say anything?
Yeah, New York Yankees Fantasy Camp 2025 November All-Star Robbie Berger. I shouldn't have got it. I was just setting myself so up to get
it's better than I thought.
That's so good.
It's like the reverse Heisman, but
it was taking you a while. I was like, I wonder if it's like.
I thought he was going to come in with some big crown.
I thought you guys were thinking like, oh, he doesn't have a trophy. Like he was full of shit.
Oh no,
I thought it was going to be some behemoth like big trophy.
Did you get your ad read, Mikey?
Just told the good people about Quince. Sure,
Petey, you want to go ahead and rock yours, Petey? Let's knock it out.
While we're on this, we also like to shout out our friends over at Lucy. Lucy's been sponsoring our program now for some time now. And if you're into the old nicotine pouches, let me tell you, this is one for the books. You're going to want to get your hands on these. 100% pure nicotine and always tobacco free. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up to open to release extra flavor and hydration. So go ahead, let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.com/DUMB and use promo code DUMB to get 20% off. Again, that's lucy.com and use code DUMB to get 20% off. Here's a fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. So I haven't tried the Lucy products, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah, they're good. The apple ice and the espresso.
What are they, like a 3 and a 6 milligram that they have?
They go all the way up to 12. They have incredible levels of variation there for whatever you're best suited for, whatever your taste is and nicotine, I guess, tolerance is. They got you covered at every base. Good people over at Lucy.
I threw in a 6 milligram, Mike, you know, at the Breezy, and I had a head rush. I had never done one of them before. Yeah. Those hit you.
Somebody gave Cutsy one. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Give me it.
I threw in an Adderall there, and I'll tell you, I'm not a huge Adderall guy. Bro, oh my God, dude. Wow, dude. Those things fucking smack you in the mouth. You're like your happiest you've ever been for like an hour. I'm like the happiest I've ever been. But the come down, you feel like such a piece of shit. You feel
horrible. It's like eating Chinese food, Bob.
How was that Chinese you had the other day, Michael? It looked tremendous.
Oh, man. Just nothing better. I tell you, I hit DoorDash last night and I hit it hard, bro. I hit it hard. I never had this ice cream before, Bob. Have you ever had this Tillamook ice cream?
Oh, Tillamook.
I see a lot of it.
Is it Tillamook or Tillamook?
This is the same guy that says Weber. So
yeah,
Weber. It's German, Bob.
Yeah, so is this ice cream. Anyway, Tillamook. I had the chocolate chip mint. Yes. It was. I could have ate the whole thing. It's bigger than a pint. It was like the big boy. I was going and I had to stop myself because I looked at the calories. If I ate the whole thing, it would have been 1,800 calories. I stopped halfway through. It's double. It's basically a double pint. Dude. So I stopped midway. I was like, that's a pint. It was very good, though. Everyone kept telling me, you got to try Tillamook. So, you know, it was good.
I got ass chance, Bob.
The best.
What's that?
It's fat-free ice cream.
Did you do like the Reese's one, the fat-free, sugar-free?
No, I did the vanilla and cappuccino, I think.
What brand is this?
FP put us on to it. It's frozen yogurt down here, but it tastes exactly like regular ice cream.
This could be a situation like
a Seinfeld?
That Seinfeld when he kept telling them it was fat-free frozen yogurt. And Newman was like, this is the great, I've been waiting for this my whole life for something like this to happen. Then they do the research. Kramer, I forget if it was Kramer or Jerry, takes it to the lab. They examine it and actually,
you know,
I've been hitting it hard.
I have. And there's, it's kind of like, you know, we talk about it a lot. Coke Zero, like to me now as a Diet Coke guy, Coke Zero is so good.
Dude.
But it tastes so much. It tastes so much like regular Coke that you just wonder, would there be no sugar in it tasting just like Coke? Like it has to be fucking horrible for you, but I just can't stop drinking it.
I've watched so many videos now on debunking the aspartame bullshit where they say like, yes, it's bad for you. If you drink like 12 cans of it a day for like 40 years, it could kill you. Like, but they hype it up so much. That's what else I had in that order. Coke Zero. A 12 pack of Coke Zero. And could you imagine what a piece of shit a 12 pack of soda and a fucking gigantic ice cream getting delivered at 10 o'clock at night.
I'd also argue too that outside of like a slight pizza or hamburger and fries, Chinese has to be sip down with a soda. Chinese and a soda go hand in hand, right? Why is that?
Or a beer. Ice cold beer in Chinese food is great too.
Sapporo. Yeah. Nice Sapporo.
Oh, yeah. Or a Tsingtao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The Brendley Dumb Show is also brought to you by the fine folks over at Chef IQ. What if this holiday you could have it all? Zero stress, you find gifts everyone loves, and all your holiday food. Wow, sounds amazing, right? That's what you get with Chef IQ Sense. The wireless cooking thermometer takes all the guesswork out of cooking. Right now, it's 30% off during their Black Friday sale. It's as easy as it gets. Just pop in the sensor, tell the app that you're cooking turkey, chicken, prime rib, steaks, whatever you're making. We all have those hard to shop for people. That gets taken care of right here with the fine folks over at Chef IQ. Get all your shopping done and make this holiday your best yet during Chef IQ's Black Friday sale. Go to chefiq.com and use promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B, for 30% off. That's chefiq.com, promo code DUMB. Fellas, without further ado, let's get into our buy or sell. Petey, I'm going to start with you. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like?
I'm going to sell. Now, I wasn't there for it, but from just what I've read and the prices and what they're charging now, it's absurd. I'm the Formula One in Las Vegas is like, listen, I'm not going at Formula One. I've never really grew up watching F1, so I'm not a big like connoisseur when it comes to it. But just the insanity that people are paying, like to get into a suite, like on the racetrack, thousands of dollars. And you literally, you stand there and the car comes flying by so fast, you don't even get to really enjoy it. I don't understand the hype. Now, I do know that some of these like Heineken tents and stuff, they got like lavish, like food stuff. But we're talking like $15,000, $5,000, like just to get into these plots. And then on top of that, the travel, the hotels are jacked up for this weekend. You would not catch me dead there during this Formula One weekend. It's insane that what they're charging. And I think like the problem with Vegas, and I love Vegas more than anyone, is that lately, like the pricing and everything that they charge is so absurd. Like the last time I was there for the MLB Pro-Am, I went in the morning before going out and I just went to like the cafe that was inside of the Cosmo there just to get like a coffee and like a breakfast sandwich. After tip, it cost me $30. It's preposterous. And what am I going to do when I see the price ring up, say I'm not going to get it? Yeah, the problem with Vegas is like, I remember when we used to go like back in the day, Mikey, like, you know, I'm a little bit older than some of the, you know, the young people who were first experiencing it for the first time. Like things were like reasonable. They were not that expensive. Like they were like not insane. And now it's like everything is priced to a point that's insanity. And then you add this like Formula One like race and everything is even more astronomical. So I'm not selling F1 itself, but just the pricing and what comes with it. If you want to watch it in like Vegas, dude.
It just happened this weekend, right? This is the 23rd of November. I was out there the first week of October, the very first week, and they were starting to set up for this thing. And I stayed at the Bellagio, and that's where they were setting up like a main grandstand right in front of the Bellagio. The traffic and the amount of streets that were already closed down a month and a half, almost, you know, 2 months almost in advance for this thing. And they said, they were like, all the Uber drivers I spoke to, they were like, we're not even going to work that weekend because you're not going to be able to get anywhere. Everything's going to be completely gridlocked with the way they have it set up. And it was it looked insane. It looked absolutely insane then. So I can only imagine what it was like being there for the actual race. But yeah, I think it's a good sell. And yeah, Vegas is insanely overpriced. I mean, it's just absurd.
Tourism down there because of it. I think it's down like 10 to 15%.
Mikey, let's let it rip. Buy or sell.
All right. I have a buy and a sell. And it's the same item. And this is a very difficult one. I don't know whether to buy it or sell it, Bob. Maybe you want to help me out. It's the ultimate buy or sell, I'm going to say. It is the post-gym shake purchased at the gym.
Oh, it's great.
It's a buy item in it's a buy item in the sense that it's the best shake you'll have. When your gym has the shake bar, a legitimate bar where they have the prepackaged meals and the shakes, it's the best shake. You'll never duplicate that shake at home. I don't care what you do. You're never going to duplicate it. They're professionals, the blenders they use, whatever they use, it's the best. However, it is the ultimate trap and a sell because you're spending $10 to $12 on this fucking shake that you could probably make for pennies on the dollar if you had the materials at home. I'm in a conundrum, Bob, because the gym membership, okay, is one thing. But if you factor in me getting three of these shakes a week or four of these shakes, I mean, you could be putting down a car payment every month for the gym shake. So I don't know whether or not it's a buy because of how good it is or it's a sell because it's a sucker's move. Now, I've been told at my gym, some of the numbers that they're pulling down a month because of these fucking shakes, it's a six-figure number. A six-figure number they're pulling in from the shakes alone. So I don't know. They're delicious. Buy on that end. Best shake you'd have. But the pricing, it's a sell because you get suckered into a $50 a month or $60 a month gym membership turns into a Lexus payment. So I don't know whether to buy or sell.
It is cool, though. Like when you finish your workout, your endorphins are at an all-time high. Yeah, like you feel great. They're doing. Yeah, and then you get the shake, and then you're feeding all of that stuff. You feel ultra good about yourself with the shake. So I think it's a buy. Okay. It's expensive, but it sounds like a buy. It really does.
Yeah, it's a great – listen, I love it. I would do it every day, but at the same time, it's a trap. It's also a trap.
Treat yourself moment.
Kind of. I think you got to you kind of got to say, let's have that one workout of the week that particularly sucks, and let's do it on that day. Just for price management, because
or maybe you kill yourself a little bit more to get to that shake. Like during your workout, you go pump a little bit harder.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's not, but dude, he's always going to get the pump.
He lives for that pump.
He's getting that pump no matter what.
That singlet.
Love a good pump. I do a Nairobi makes me a smoothie bowl every single day. I haven't gotten tired of. The key, I think, though, is getting frozen, taking the fruit and freezing it. So I'll get organic frozen blueberries because then it's cold and you don't have to put the ice in it. Same thing for smoothies. When they put the ice in the smoothie, it just waters the smoothie down completely. Yep. So to avoid the ice, freeze the fruit. I'm very, very high on that. I'm gonna sell. I want to find this fucking scumbag. But I don't know if you guys saw my post. It's not a joke. Our guy that we have for Bob Does Bagels. There's a select. Everybody knows in Jupiter the spots that are coming open that are available for restaurants. There is a bagel shop owner that is snooping around to different locations that we've called trying to find where we're going, which I don't mind the competitiveness, but this landlord said, he asked if there's any dirt. I don't know if that's a joke about any dirt on me. I don't know. I even asked, I don't know if that's a joke about there being dirt on me, but to go around and ask it, is fucking crazy. We were going to just mind our own business, open the shop. There's a lot of mom and pop bagel shops around. Yeah, I don't want to fucking get into war with those
bagel people. Wars with Bobby Bagel.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Bagel wars.
But let me tell you, man, whoever's going around asking, just mind your own business, worry about your bagel shop. You're now starting a whole other thing.
Oh, you don't want the smoke with Bobby Bagels.
No, you really don't. Because we're coming in. I mean, the Sproutless family, I think, is going to fucking dominate them. And they're confident. They really are. They are chomping at the bit to get to it. But, wow. What a scumbag. I also
what dirt could you provide that's going to hinder someone's ability to sell bagels? What dirt could you possibly find that's going to hinder the ability
to market
a bagel? I don't know what you could say.
I'm sure.
It's not like you're opening a fucking doctor's office. What the fuck are you? What are we doing here?
Crazy. Fucking crazy. Yeah, maybe I've said something stupid. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Well, we've said a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, Bob, for sure.
But even still, that's going to stop you from going to buy a fucking toasted cinnamon raisin.
I know. That doesn't make any sense. It's just fucking crazy. But about the smoothies, I asked the Sproutless family. I said, look, can we do... I really want to do smoothies. They're letting me really run. I want to do smoothies. My big thing is I want it's just to have the healthy crowd. I want a chopped salad station. Golly, we got to be chopped.
Chopped salad.
Yeah, a good chopped salad. And I say, can we do smoothies? The Sparopolis family said, yes, we can do smoothies, but it really halts the operation. And that makes sense. doing a smoothie takes a lot. Like if you see someone make a smoothie, then you got to clean it. Like it's he's like, so if you have 3 to 4 smoothies that are on the menu, there's really no modifications. You could take stuff out, but not really put stuff in, just like protein powder if you want.
Right.
Then we could do the smoothies. But we're very into it. They put the Joey D sandwich, the Mikey V sandwich, the Fat President,
Oh, I love that.
which I told them is great. I'm like, they're gonna be all for that, but we gotta get in order to use your guys' names and have you guys bought in. I want you guys to invest in it so that you have, I don't care if you invest $5, but just to invest so that we're comfortable using the Mikey V name, the Joey D special. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to charge you a lot for that name, Bob. It's
No,
not
I
too.
that I
Yeah.
know, but just to have you a part of it, you know
No,
what I
I know, I
mean?
know, I know. Yeah, I'd love to know what we're thinking for our sandwiches. I'd love to know what's
Yeah,
yeah.
that's
That's what I'd
interesting.
like to know what you've been thinking there. Has that been a thought yet, or it's just like it's the blueprint. It's the overall blueprint right now.
Yeah, the one they sent, it was I saw Joe specifically. I said it's not something he would do. So
What is
he
it?
said not a problem. He's like, I was just putting that down.
What was mine?
Oh man, I got it here if you guys don't mind me snagging it. Hold
Go
on.
ahead.
It's here.
Very curious.
Here we go. There we go. Okay. The Fat Perez fried eggs, American cheese, Taylor ham, bacon, sausage
Oh my.
patty.
Oh
Eppy
my.
hates cheese, so I don't even know. That's a
Yeah,
big
but
boy.
that's a good
And
call though.
the Cutsy one I didn't like at all. The Cutsy one was scrambled egg whites, pepper jack, cheese, avocado, turkey sausage, hot honey.
Oh man. That is a bougie breakfast sandwich there, Joseph.
Yeah. The Mike V, they put scrambled eggs, bacon, cheddar cheese, scallion cream cheese, hot honey. That
That
sounds
sounds really nice. That sounds really
phenomenal.
nice. I tell you
How did you
what,
get such a good one, man?
They're
They're just
throwing a
putting it
nice hash
down.
brown on there. You're all set if you throw a hash brown on there. This is like the Curb Your Enthusiasm when they get the Larry David's like
Yeah.
whitefish and sable with
Whitefish.
capers and cream cheese, and he wants the Ted Danson. He loves
That's another thing. I'm really
the
letting them do their thing. I will not settle for the hash brown patty. We will not bail out on the hash brown patty.
What's
What do you
wrong with the
mean?
hash brown patty?
We're doing home fries. We're
Oh
doing well done home fries. So
Oh,
you
see,
can
I
put
don't
the home
mind a hash
fries
brown
in.
too.
I think it's, yeah, but you know what though, Pete? I
On a
just don't like
bagel sandwich, the hash brown works nice because
it
it's very,
does.
very contained.
It's
But if
condensed.
you're ordering a platter, you don't want a fucking hash brown. You want the home
Correct.
fries. That's the
But
thing.
look at if you look at Brooklyn Bagel, look at the home fries they put on the bagel. They make it work
Is
and
that right?
they make it work.
That Brooklyn water bagel that we used to go to LA before it got bought out, the original, the
That
OG one, that one is a
was good.
that was
Yeah.
great.
Now Brooklyn Bagel is the Sporopolis' spot, not
Yeah, I'm
Brooklyn Water.
following them
But
already.
I know what you're talking about though,
You know what I'm
Joe.
talking about,
I
Bob? And then they
do.
had that iced coffee station you could go
The
to, which was,
oh, you're talking about the ice cubes though.
yeah, dude, it was
Yeah.
crazy. They give you one giant ice cube that was
It's
filled with
great.
coffee,
We used to
and
go
then it,
there all
oh,
the
it was really
time.
good, dude. It was
Trying to
really
find
good.
the hash browns on the bagel. I'll
Yeah,
find it.
they're there.
All right.
More of the home fry. All right,
Do we
let's
have
talk.
like a, by the way, do we have like a timeline in mind? Like 2026, are we planning on having operation like go up?
The Sporopoulos family guess is this time 2026, and then
Wow.
Leo and Bob HQ are lo looking for a February Super Bowl party is what they're looking for.
Wow.
Oh
Now, so
my.
what I want,
Joint 40th birthday party at the HQ.
what I want to do
Set a
is
red carpet.
so not so that Saturday night I want to do the grand opening. So the grand opening red carpet that goes into Bob
Wow,
HQ,
man.
a full
Wow.
party, like a full
Wow, man. Like a
party.
step and repeat with cameras.
Yeah, and then a full party, like dance
Step and
floor,
repeat.
fucking hors d'oeuvres, like a real
Oh.
party, plus ones go hard.
Pass canapes.
Then do the what?
Pass canapes, yeah. Orders.
Just fucking say hors d'oeuvres, Joe.
That's
Would you?
crazy
What the
work.
fuck? What's the
That's
good term?
great. Canapes. That's what they're called.
That's
Yeah.
crazy,
That's
Pete.
wild,
That's
dude.
crazy.
It's
All
wild.
right, let's get into the ass, Bob,
That's
and
wild.
you
That's not
know,
wild. That's what they're called.
Canapes.
crazy work. Let's get over to PDD for the ass, Bob.
Oh, I got a good one, Bob. I got a really this. I'm being honest. I think this might be. Well, we'll see how it plays out. This might be the my favorite ass Bob that I've
is
ever
that
got.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I was cooking something up last night, and this is a doozy. So today's Ask Bob is a math word equation that we have constructed for Bob, and we put into food terms, so it'll be more relevant to you. Okay, so Bob, I would like to ask you, the question is, there is a group of 10 people who are ordering pizza. If each person gets two slices and each pizza has four slices overall, how many pizzas should they order?
You're going to have to repeat that question.
Yeah. I'll repeat.
Can I write down what it is? Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. What a fucking scumbag this guy is. This is crazy. Go ahead.
So there's
people.
A group
I'm
of
just
10
writing
people.
Down what yeah.
Yeah. 10 people yeah. ordering pizza.
Yeah.
Each person would like to get two slices.
Joe, you got to stop talking to me like I'm a child. You got to stop.
I'm reading the
I know,
question.
But the way you're saying it is like I'm in daycare. Like, just say it normal.
Each person gets two slices.
There's 10 people at the party.
I'm reading it out slowly. He asked me to read it out again.
All right, let's hear from the top, Joe. From the top. There's 10 people.
10 people ordering pizza.
10 people.
Each person wants two slices.
Two slices a person.
Each pizza has four slices overall.
Got it. Yep.
How many pizzas do you need to order?
10 people, two slices per person. So you need 20 slices. I mean, this is fucking bullshit, bro. Like,
why is this bullshit? This is an Ask Bob question.
Five. So four slices in a pie?
Yes. Yeah.
You got to order five pizzas.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Bob. All right.
Yo,
come on.
Like, come on, Mikey. Like, come on.
You come got, on, like, Mikey.
No, but like that, like, come on. Like, that's crazy.
He basically asked you what's five times four is basically what he asked
come
you.
On, man. That was fucking bullshit, bro. And the way he built it up like it was going to be.
I thought it was a great question.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Hey, one for one, Bob. One for one. All right. My Ask Bob this week. Dominic came home with some homework the other day, and the sheet had, it was like, he's doing like advanced shapes now, I guess. Math is getting a little bit harder.
I'm not good with shapes.
Well, that's exactly what you're getting.
We're sorry to hear that, Bob.
We're very sorry to hear that.
Not good.
So there are three shapes, Bob, that I would like you to name me the shapes.
My.
Three shapes. Now, mind you, these are 3D shapes, not flat shapes. Okay, so I want you to name the shapes. There's three. I need you to go three for three. I think that's not asking a lot. First one, I think you'll nail. Go ahead.
Wait. So just name the shape.
Bob. Oh, Bob, please.
Bob. Are you losing visual on it?
Yeah. Just tap the screen. There you go. Bob, you know this.
It's like a box. It's a rectangle.
Oh man, Bob. Bob. The name of the shape.
Oh, it's a square. It's a square. It's a square.
No. Not. Why is it not fucking popping up there? There we go.
3D dimensional.
It's a 3D shape, Bob. Now I should disqualify you right off the bat. I'm not gonna.
It's there a is. Fucking square.
No, it's not the answer we're looking for, Bob.
Is it a cube?
It is a cube. It is a cube.
All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, let's go to the next one. Here we go. Here's the next one. Now, mind you, it is a 3D shape.
It's a circle. No.
Okay.
It's a sphere.
There we go. It's a sphere.
I was like, think of Vegas.
And here's the last one. Now, this one, I think... Could be the one. So I want you to think of like a can.
It's a cylinder.
There we go. Now that I thought was the hardest one. How did you not get cube, Bob?
I know.
He goes, it's a box. It's a box. All right, two for three.
Oh.
That's all right. It's all right.
I was playing.
I was playing with Charlie Woods the other day, and we were talking about homeschool. We were talking about Joe. Like, he was asking me, he's fascinated by Joe.
Who isn't?
He's asking me questions about Joe. I was like, yeah, like he was homeschooled. Like, Joe was homeschooled. He's like, my parents, he's like, I suggested like homeschooling to my parents to like focus on golf, and they were like, absolutely not. And then he goes, he said something. He took a shot at Ask Bob. It was like, after seeing your answers, like, I'm happy I wasn't homeschooled, or something along the. Yeah,
Wow.
he took a shot about the Ask Bob. So he sees the Ask Bobs, but
He watches a lot of this.
he does. He's fascinated by Joe. He's fascinated. He'll ask so many questions about Joe.
Joe is fascinating, man.
I get it.
He is like Joe is like the Dos Equis man. He's the most interesting man in the world for one reason or another, you know.
He just he's he
What, 'cause I'm
he's
crazy or what?
For many reasons. I do think that, like, if they moved on from the Dos Equis guy, I think with your beard and your hair and things like that, I think you would be a natural next fit in line for the Dos Equis guy. I really do. I really
One
mean
second,
that.
I got to get a little more silver for that silver
Yo,
fox
you
that
know
he
what I wanted
has.
to ask you what we were talking about? I mentioned it to you yesterday.
Yeah, but he was once young, Joe. He
Is
could
yeah,
be the
that's
younger
true.
version.
When you like the calls with the speakerphone, when everybody's on speakerphone,
Yeah.
what's your reasoning that you said for
Well,
that?
no, because there's radioactive waves that come through the phone. If you put it up to
This is
your
what he
ear,
said. This is what he said.
I'm not making that up. You could look it up. It's literally, it's not good for you to put the phone up against your head.
So
There's radioactive waves that come through the phone. So when I put on speaker, I can hold the phone away from my head so that it's not transmitting as badly.
That's why you put everybody
Well,
on
that's why I
speaker.
started, and then I just got used to having it.
Okay.
Plus, it's a lot louder. When I'm holding it to my ear, I'm like, what? What? I don't hear as well. So, like, on the speaker, I hear clearly. But I have to realize that sometimes when I'm on speaker, there's like other people around,
That
or
could
I'm
be.
up. I'll do it on in public too, which I gotta stop. I gotta stop doing that. I gotta get like headphones for the public.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before anything, before we get into our top five, Mars Men, absolutely unbelievable. If you don't have that drive to hit the gym, go ahead and get that testosterone up with the fine folks over at Mars Men. You want to feel like Mikey leaving the gym, whether you need the protein shake after or not, doesn't matter. Mars Men gives you the same benefits of optimized testosterone, energy, strength, focus. The good news is, without shutting your body down, you don't have the whole come down effect. Feel alive, feel great. They're made in the USA, they're third party tested. I'm telling you right now, Mars Men is where you need to go. They sent me a nice little care package. You got this here, you got the vitamin D3, everything that you're
Oh
going to
yeah,
need.
D3 and
This
K, very important.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's really important.
Mikey, I should give you this read too. I mean, Mars Men, look at this. I mean, they sent a
What's that?
great little box, just a little something to put the pills in
Oh, nice.
that you need to take. Unbelievable. So I'm telling you right now, gotta give Mars Men a go. And for a limited time, you know it's the holiday season. Our listeners get not 30, not 40, not 50, 60% off for life.
How are they even
60%
making money? How
off.
are these guys
My
even making
God.
money?
60%
To
off for
Mars we
life.
go.
And three free gifts when you use done at
Oh,
mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com. Mengotomars.com. Use code dumb at checkout. 60% off for life. Unbelievable. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you Mars Men, Mars2Men.com. Without further ado, fellas, it's time to get into our top five. The D-Man really had a nice comeback, and when it's time to tip the cap, it's time to tip the cap. He got his vote vetoed. He bounced back,
He did.
gathered himself, didn't let it get to his head. Is it three in a row?
It should be, but it's two.
Okay, so two in a row for the D-Man. He hit. This is a Bob top five. We're gonna be tuned top five.
Does your
What?
voice just break out?
Bob, top
This is Bob's top
I tell
five.
you, I still can't get over how much shit Mars for Men has given away. I
I
just 60% off three free gifts for a lifetime. I mean, it's
Well, that's
incredible.
like the factor lifetime free breakfast. Like, it's
That's right.
crazy.
That's right. That's
All
right.
right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Top
five athletes with the most swag, dead or alive, top five athletes with the most swag. Petey, where would you like to select?
I'll go one.
Mikey, where would you like to select?
I'll go three.
Okay, Petey, take it away.
I gotta go Jordan at one.
Okay.
Guys.
So give me Tiger Woods at two.
I'll take Deion Sanders.
That's a good one.
And then on the wraparound, I'll take Muhammad Ali.
Okay, so give me. I want Kobe Bryant.
Good one too, Bob. Okay.
Thank you, Pete.
I'll go Tom Brady.
Okay.
And then give me David Beckham.
Okay.
Bend it like Beckham.
That guy is Swaggy P, man.
Give me Allen Iverson.
AI.
That's a
All
good one too.
Thank you, Pete.
right, give
By the way,
me.
you said last time that I don't say good job
Well,
when people.
that's why I'm saying thank you, Pete. That's why I'm saying
I
thank you.
do think I like to congratulate people when they have good picks.
Take Mike Tyson.
Oh, I didn't even.
And then I will take Baker Mayfield.
Wow, I didn't see that coming, but I get it.
He's a
I just
big Baker guy. You're a big Baker
he
guy.
is.
I
Didn't
am.
Mikey, didn't you used to not
I've gotten
come?
over the flag planting. I thought the flag planting in at the horseshoe was a little outrageous.
It
That's
was a
my
moment that will never
it
be
was,
forgotten.
but in context, he lost 42-10 to them in Norman the year before. We never planted a flag, but that's fine. Let bygones
Give
be bygones.
me Cristiano Ronaldo. That's a good one.
CR7.
That's a good one. All right, I am going to go with, who did I have here? Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
And then my last one, I'll go Derek Jeter.
Oh yeah, that's my guy.
Oh man, he took Jeets from Bobby.
That's my boy. Dude, I was like looking up like all-time players and that Jeter was on a lot of the lists. That young Jeter look, like when they were winning and he would wear these small sunglasses, he has his whole career he had the necklace, like just people love to hate on him. They can get fucked. That's Mikey, did Joe tell you about the silent auction I had for the Jeter jersey?
No, but I can only imagine the numbers that were getting pushed in
God, the
that
bidding
auction.
war.
Skyscraper numbers
It's a
there.
one of
Wasn't your dad
one.
pissed too?
My dad, when I spend money or like big bets, my dad hates it. He's
Wait, so
very
did
like
you
it's
get it
like,
or not?
oh, me and this guy, it was a doctor, and we were going back and forth, dude. Yeah.
You know
His dad
what?
was
You know what?
watching.
If we could take a timeout from the top five for 1 second, I just want listeners to put themselves in the shoes of that medical expert who spent probably 20 years just getting schooling for how to operate on people. 20 years medical school, probably went into severe debt, opened his own practice, has probably been getting sued up the ass because doctors get sued all the time. And now he's in a bidding war for a Jeter jersey with the man responsible for reviewing Caesar salads and golfing and trying to break 80 for a living. Could you imagine how demoralizing that is for that doctor to lose
Lost.
that bid? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, how demoralized he, if he finds out who won that auction, they would just, I'd close up shop. Close up shop, Doc. Just close it up.
He's a foot doctor too, so he's
Podiatrist, yeah.
podiatrist. Wow. Yeah, well, he got a foot right in his ass.
It got to the point where after we were just right next to each other. So there was this John Daly thing. I don't know how that made it to Yankees fantasy game where I did that. And then it was just me and him next to each other because they were closing the auction. So you just write down. So we were right next to each other. So, throughout the week, it was he would write his name, I would write my name. Boom, 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 boom. And every time I went over, my dad would go, "Oh, come on, Robbie, just stop." He hated it. And then we're right next to each other. So he would go, boom, I would go. And we were like taking cracks at each other. Like, come on, you're killing me. I won. He ramped it the fuck up on me. It was. I had to have it. It was for HQ. And then I called Josh Goldberg and he was fucking pissed.
Rain Man.
Yeah, but you know what though? I think technically, if Bob uses that as a piece in the warehouse, I think that's a write off. I do believe that that's a write off. So.
And then I had to call him when I won. I was like, I won. He's like, fuck. I was like, is my car gonna go through?
He was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, so good.
All right. So
it's you, Bobby, I think.
It's me, and then give me Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, it's a good one. That makes mine easy because I was between Griffey and this other guy, so now I'll just take the other guy. I think the originator of swag, sidelines, wearing the fur coats. Give me Broadway Joe Namath.
Give me
Joe Namath.
You know,
who I had on the list that I didn't take, but two guys was Biz and Henrik Lundqvist.
He was a Lundqvist got a lot. I saw him on a lot of lists ever since you told me.
Oh.
I won't go in, but that I can't look at him the same in a good way.
He was on a flight, Mikey. I had to run to catch this flight. Okay, we were leaving the I think it was Edmonton. We were leaving the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm running just to get there because we had such a short time. This guy managed to do an outfit change before getting on the plane and still got on the plane before I did. Wow. And he looked like he was wearing like a Pearl Jam hat and like a leather jacket. Oh. He looked like $1 million.
Yeah. I loved that story. I really did. Dude, when you see Biz and you talk to him like in person, you get why girls just love it. Like he's so nice. He's so engaging. And he's got like the perfectly, his tats are perfect. He's got an unbelievable build. He's just an incredibly good looking guy. And then to top that off, if you've seen the footage of him fighting off fucking six hooligans at once, this guy is premier, all world, all class. Shut it down, Paul Bissonnette.
He's a specimen, man.
He really is. He really is. All right. Look, anything can happen. I love my list. I really
can we read out the list?
Of my list.
No, not yet. Joe had the one pick. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, David Beckham, Johnny Manziel, Derek Jeter. Bob has Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ken Griffey Jr. I have Deion Sanders, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Baker Mayfield, Joe Namath.
Okay.
I think he'll be close. I mean, last week was very close.
It
very
was. Close. We've had some really close battles. Yeah. Every time I think of Joe Namath now, because I don't remember him playing, I was too young. Yeah. I think
I
want to
kiss you.
Yeah, yes, yeah. That's all. And it's terrible. That's all I can think about.
The mink jacket, too, when he showed up to the Super Bowl. In the mink, that was
nobody wore fur on the sidelines before Joe.
Yeah. What are some other names that didn't make the cut? I thought maybe Messi. But
Joe
like,
Burrow. Joe Burrow was one.
Bryce Harper. Oh, Burrow. Harper's Harper. Really good.
Ovechkin.
God, Burrow would have been really good.
He was a swag. Jim McMahon. I mean, Jim McMahon for the Bears. He was always getting in trouble because of the outfits he was wearing and the stuff. So he was kind of a swag.
You know
guy.
Who's an underdog one, Bob? Is Nick Kyrgios, the tennis guy who fucking always clowns around. He's got some swag.
His press conference swag is off the charts.
Walt Clyde Frazier was a big one, too, because of how outrageous his outfits were outrageous at the time. So that's
another one I thought maybe Dennis Rodman would make.
Rodman,
the cut.
Yeah, Rodman's a good one. Rodman's a good one.
There's a good list. You could, that was a good top five.
Yeah.
There were some names. I thought maybe Randy Moss, Conor McGregor.
Randy Moss. Oh, McGregor would.
McGregor didn't file into the scandal, so then I think he's a
good guy, McGregor. He's just a little, he's had some trouble lately.
I got
it. Mikey would let date his sister if he had one.
That was crazy. I don't have one.
I wouldn't know.
I'm also bidding on eBay on a Islam.
Makhachev?
No, I want something with Makhachev for the HQ because I just love him so much. But something came up. It's Khabib and McGregor from that fight, the gloves they wore, and those are signed. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a hefty price tag on that, man.
The actual
gloves that they wore for that fight?
It's the doctor bidding on it.
Wait, Bob's bidding against Dana White for him.
Is it both? It's the full set of gloves for both of them? Two gloves from each?
One from each.
One from each. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mikey, we could have had Kevin Holland's mouthpiece that would have made it into the
Yeah, I
thing.
know. Fuck me, man.
But I do want to get away from like overall like memorabilia and more like stuff that's true to us, like friends of the program. Like Mike, if you had that mouthpiece, I would hang that in a fucking heartbeat. That was
Yeah, that
awesome.
would have been funny. Would have been funny.
Mikey.
We got to do a
Mikey.
UFC, man. We
I tell you
really
what, that last
do,
UFC at
dude.
the Garden, all our favorites were there.
We
Joe
would have been there.
Fryer, Hezbollah was there. Your boy.
Oh, no
Oh,
one cares about him.
a
Oh, he
picture
was
with
there.
Joe and Hasbulla would
He was there,
make my
Bob. He was
life.
there. He had a
I
picture with
know.
Scatabu and Pavia.
You
He
know
took
what
a picture
really
with
bothered me
Scatabu and
was
Pavia.
we would have been next to him where Dana's seats are. They were, if we went to the press conference, we would have been sitting next to a
Oh,
Hasbulla.
dude.
Literally,
Well,
we've been
I
next
don't care
to.
about Hezbollah, but sitting next to
Yeah,
the
but
ring would
no,
have been great.
I do.
Joe
I
Hezbollah
bro.
picture would have fucking went nuclear, bro.
I two
Would you
guys.
frame that?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Oh
bro.
yeah. Bob
Yeah.
still has the Liver King photo with me and him from
Yeah. That so that I said and I wrote all the pictures that I want hung and framed. That I want hung and framed. That's one of
He's
them.
been in a lot of you want to talk about a guy who's gone off the rails. Liver King has gone
He's an
off the too
asshole.
much liver.
Dude, he smelt like shit. I remember
That's
it
terrible,
smelled
man.
so bad.
That's
He doesn't
terrible.
shower.
Yeah, that's
And I
disgusting.
remember this rank smelling.
He looked at me, he's like, Joe, did you shower? I'm like,
I thought it was Joe.
What kind of fucking question is that?
He blames Joe.
Whenever something is bad, he immediately thinks that I'm the culprit. It's
Oh,
unbelievable.
there's a
It's like,
track record though,
for what? It's like when he
Pete.
used
Just
to
in
accuse me
general.
of farting and I didn't feel like the fart gates were out of
Dude.
the, like, you used to do it all the
So,
time.
Pete, if you're in the call and like you know, like if you're gonna fart, obviously you can fart in front of her, but if you know one's gonna smell horrible, do you hold it in?
Not normally, no. Yeah,
Okay, was
no,
what
you
I'll do
can't.
is I'll just like last night I had bad gas and
Oh,
it
you
was
always do.
brutal. And well,
Guy's got a scepter tank in his ass, in his small intestine.
a scepter,
a
a
scepter
septic tank.
septic tank,
A
yeah,
scepter's like
septic.
what a prince carries around
Yeah,
or a king.
septic
A
tank.
septic tank is where Carol Baskin hit her husband, is in the
Yeah,
septic tank. And
it was it located in Bob's small intestine, bro.
I would just rip the farts under the covers
What did you eat
and
yesterday?
three slices of pizza
Looked good. Where was that, by the way?
that's the place I was
Is
telling
that
you.
the
I went
new one? Is it good?
really solid.
It couldn't have
Not
just been the pizza, though.
it's not Vito's, but well
It looked like Vito's, kind of.
I had three slices, an Italian sub,
Oh, yeah, the Italian sub could do it. All
and
those
then
meats.
they got a pepperoni pinwheel. Pinwheels are
Oh,
big now.
my
Yeah.
God.
It was rank,
So what
dude.
were you
Never heard of
doing?
a pinwheel.
You were hiding, or what were you
I
doing?
would rip them under the covers, and then you just keep the covers there and hope it doesn't seep through. But I was ripping them. I forgot the dog was down there. The dog came up from under the
Almost killed the dog,
Oh
dude.
my God. He was Dutch ovening the poor fucking dog,
Oh,
dude.
poor Bambi.
Dude, that's so Bambi. That's
Oh,
fucked up, man. That is fucked
well,
up.
you'll get to a point though, like soon enough, where like you just, like I go to the bathroom. I used to try to like contain like the absolute like flatulence that would just rip.
You would
You know,
go to
when
the
you
bathroom?
no, like the bathroom in the bedroom, right? Like, when
Yeah.
you have to go and it's like just it's like a cannon being released.
You're talking
I
about
would
taking a shit, though, not
Yes,
farting.
I'm seeing, but like when you sit down, it's just like a cannon's let off. I would try to like contain it into spurts so it didn't sound too bad. Now it's just like let her blow,
Mikey, do
man.
you have the shits where you're like, oh fuck, I gotta take a shower?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I there. Well, first of all, my shits is on a very tight schedule. Like my more, it's the morning. It's always the morning. First thing in
Right.
the morning. It's almost. It used to be it would last until I get into the office at work after I have my coffee. Now lately it's been I wake up and I gotta go, which is
Yeah.
bizarre for me. I don't really like that too much. But yeah, I mean there's incidents where now again, Joe, you'll understand this possibly now. You must have wet wipes throughout that entire house for the baby. There's gotta be wipes. There's gotta be wipes. When you have those wipes, man,
I
that
don't
is
like
a
the wipes on my ass.
I
Oh,
got a
you're
nuts.
question
You're
there.
nuts,
So
Joe.
is it a
You're nuts.
regular wipe and then you clean it up? You end it with the wet wipe?
So no, I'll go with the wet wipes to take care of. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wait,
Oh
wait,
yeah.
wait. Hold
Whoa,
up.
whoa, whoa,
Oh
wait, wait,
yeah.
wait.
It's the
Oh,
same thing
you're
as using
just
dude wipes.
oh. You're discarding the no, I know, but even with dude wipes, I thought that
Yeah.
you used it at the end just to tingle.
Me too.
Oh no, I go.
You're
no.
discarding the debris with the wipe?
Oh yeah.
Now, Bob, this might be a situation where we gave Mikey shit for the liners on the boxers, like you don't wear underwear under the boxers.
Could be.
And then we were in the wrong. Mikey, so I don't use wipes, but
yeah, how good is it without the underwear?
Great. It's great.
It is, right? Yeah.
I thought the wipes are to finish you off.
Yeah, no, dude. Not in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I'm gonna say this.
But doesn't it get all runny?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, unless you have like, I mean, if I had diarrhea, I wouldn't do it. But like a normal stool, as they call, I guess a normal BM, if you want to say.
Oh, Mikey, that sounds brutal.
That sounds.
It's so much gentler. It's so much more gentler on it, Joe. Like, isn't it the toilet paper so rough and brutal?
No, Mikey, I understand it for, like Joe said, like at the end, like, swipe, like Zamboni it, like a quick Zamboni. That I understand. But going in there with that, do you look down and is it then like when you guys wipe, do you look down and see how much is there to gauge it?
I mean,
it depends. There's times where you have to.
Yeah, of course. I do every
time. There's times where you're like, oh my God, I got a lot off of that.
So do you look down there, Mikey, and is it there?
I feel like if you take one and you know it's a monster, you know you just unloaded a monster. Like
you take two?
No, but you know like that. I feel like the bigger you go, the larger you go, the less of a cleanup it is. That's how I always.
What do you mean the larger? Oh, the bigger swipe.
The bigger the the bigger the shit that you take, the bigger the shit actually is. I feel like there's less of a cleanup job.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Bob?
Give me a sec to think about that.
If you're dropping a football,
I think that's a generalization. I don't know if it's always the case.
If you go in there and you go ass to the seat and right away it comes out and you know. And you look down and it's a Loch Ness monster sitting in there.
Have you ever had, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Barrasol and I used to talk about this and it's legendary. Have you ever had the clean swipe?
Yeah, of course.
That happens like a lunar eclipse. When you take a huge shit and wipe and it's clean and there's no debris.
Oh, the best. The best.
Go buy a lottery ticket. Yep. Or just whatever you're going to do, Mikey, that would be the day I would give every play that you want. Get a clean swipe and got nothing there,
no question.
You're clean living,
dude. Mikey, are you really not giving picks out today?
No.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to wait till Thanksgiving.
I hate that. I get it. I hate it.
We need a play. We need a digest play.
When Lambers looked at me and he's like, I had to shut my account down.
I felt so bad for him.
I mean, I feel bad for him, you know? I feel bad for him. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, but I do.
This is a guy who, by the way, I will say this though, Mikey, like the fact that you've been doing this for 3 years and
this is my fourth
that
year.
Even more so that this is the first time you've really had a horrendous streak. Like
the worst thing about it is that the season didn't start bad at all because the numbers on
season started great.
One game over 500 in college football currently, 36-35-1.
College is so hard.
NFL 33-38, so 5 games under 500. So in total, it's 4 games under 500 out of like 100 games.
You're almost at 50%, which is great. I know. The NFL.
Right now,
and college.
We need a break.
NFL and college has been so tough, man.
Yeah, it has. And I back to the wiping of the ass. I would say that I always would wipe with a wet wipe ever since I had kids. It's changed my life. It's just so much nicer on the record.
I don't know about that, but I understand.
The surface area of the wipe is not strongholded. Like I'd be worried that there'd be some residue that comes through.
If
it touches the fingers, there's nothing.
There's
more
a
horrifying.
Reason they say not to flush those wipes because they don't disintegrate. They don't break down like toilet paper. It says it right on the package. In a diaper container in a controlled diaper genie.
Do you have one in the bathroom?
I have to wrap it up in some toilet paper and travel and put it in there. Yeah.
You're traveling with that?
I mean, I'm not traveling. I'm going into a different room and throwing it out.
I thought you could flush dude wipes.
You can. I mean, they say that you can, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I wouldn't recommend doing it.
I've talked
to multiple plumbers. They say the only thing that should be getting flushed down your toilet
is waste.
Yeah.
Who
was
that?
They said no, he's not a plumber. they said
The phone's pipes.
Tilty. The plumber said that if you flush, even if you flush toilet paper after you go to the bathroom, you should then wait until it cycles and flush it with nothing else. Like just flush the water to push everything out again.
Oh, that's horrible.
And Joseph, I'm going to give you a homeowner tip. Every 3 years in that house, every 3 years, I'm telling you, you're going to save yourself a nightmare headache in the end. You call a plumber and you get the main sewer line snaked out to the main sewer line every 3 years. Yeah, but you should though. You really should. I'm trying to save you a headache.
I remember the days where I would say beat his toothbrush to get out.
What? His toothbrush? It's gonna be good though. It's gonna be good because he's fucking. What is it?
He's out of control, dude.
What is it?
He's beside himself.
Yeah. What the fuck is it about his toothbrush? What was it? A toothbrush he'd used for like 20 years? He has a picture of it. This guy's so fucking sick, bro. He's such a sick person.
He is. He really is. By the way, this is probably from my apartment from like 8 years ago.
Yeah, but no matter what, it was there. Lot.
I will say Nicole's really cleaned him up, but he really has. He had some tendencies.
Oh, he's calling somebody. Are you calling somebody?
Who are you calling?
Okay, he's got it.
This is wild, man. The guy is going for the hunt for the national treasure. Like he's fucking, what's his name?
Ticket ain't awake yet. Oh, no. Yeah, he should be. 10 o'clock? He should probably be awake.
At the DMV.
Hey,
All right. Talk about a guy with some rank. He's been putting down a pint of ice cream every night.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Mikey, yeah.
He calls it the pint of night.
I can't talk about ice cream.
He shops for ice cream. Like he's friends with his ice cream owner, like right down the street. He'll get like 10 different pints and he'll like pick out different pints. It's horrible.
He was doing good too.
Yeah, he was.
Doing good.
Really, yeah.
He doesn't look big though. Does he? I don't think he does.
No, but he was at a really good spot, and then the ice cream.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that was Clap It Up, Boys. Great episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next week. As always, unbelievable stuff. Okay. We'll see you next time. A great episode. We'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
A very happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.